know, man, when I got out of Harvard Med, I thought I'd never...
Oh, you had no idea?
That's true.
I used to be a doctor.
Yes. Every day I'd throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" And, I figured I'd get into plastic surgery, where the real bucks were. I'm sitting in my office one day, and this guy comes walking in. I said, "What can I do for you, sir?" "That nose, maybe a little bit?" He said, "Oh, no, it's not for me. Here. Here's a picture of my wife. All her dimensions. I'm here to sign my wife up for plastic surgery." I said, "Well, normally we have the patient show up." He said, look, I'm paying cash money." I said, "What do you want for your wife?" He said, "Well, as you can see, here's a naked picture of her. I'd like you to do a breast augmentation. I want 40 Ds. I said, "Well, let me see here. My God, this woman's 5 feet tall and 87 pounds. 40 Ds would make her a little top heavy, don't you think?" He said, "Look, I've designed a coat rack with wheels on it. She can put her neck in the chin of the V, and she can walk around that way." I said, "All right, mammoplasty, $1,500. What else?" He said, "I wonder if you could give her fold-back teeth." Fold-back teeth. All right. Be $650. He said, "I'd like her to have pistol-grip ears."
Grip here. Hey, that's a nice innovation. Yeah, I can see the applications, yeah.
All right, that'll run you $350. He said, "Could you flatten her head out a little bit? Better able to handle a beer can." I said, "Well, I could. I'd have to remove some hair, but I could build up the scar tissue around her. Yeah, I could flatten her head out a little bit. Yeah, yeah." He said, "Great. Now, I'd like you to give her a tracheotomy so she never has to stop for air." I said, "Well, all right, a bit invasive, but certainly I can give her a tracheotomy and then run you $950. Just then the woman herself walked in the room. She said, "What are you doing, John?" He said, "Well, gonna get some presents, honey." Just then I had an inadvertent wind breakage. The guy looked at me and said, "Hey, would you have a little respect for my wife, for God's sakes?" Yeah.
Just turn your dial to the 101 spot. That's where they've got a madman on the loose. Each day the grease puts on a show for free.